Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
The issue of immigration is significant. And I came across a story, probably you did as well, that recent immigrants are of the view, this was by Brian Passivium in the National Post, recent immigrants think Canada's immigration targets are too high, prefer the Tories to the Liberals. And that was a national poll conducted by Leger Marketing. So it's people who've been in this country for 10 years or less are looking at what's happening in the country, and a strong percentage of them, not 50 plus, but the largest single percentage, when it's broken down, believe that immigration targets are too high. And a majority of recent immigrants prefer Pierre Poilievre over Justin Trudeau and the Liberals. Let's find out about this poll. And our good friend Andrew Enns joins us, Executive Vice President of Leger Marketing. They, of course, conducted that poll. How are you, Andrew?
Oh, I'm enjoying a beautiful sunny afternoon here in Winnipeg. Roy, nice to be on your program.
Yeah, it's good to have you with us. Sunshine in Winnipeg. It sounds like a John Denver song. no, wait a minute. That was sunshine on my shoulder. Andrew, how was the question phrased to the recent newcomers to Canada? What was the question itself?
So the question that we asked, there were two that we can talk about. The first question that we asked was we didn't ask a straight up ballot, like who are you going to vote for? The question we asked in our newcomers poll was, you know, regardless how you voted in the past elections or how you might vote in future, when it comes to what the main political national political parties are saying or generally standing for today, which party do you find yourself typically agreeing with more often? So, you know, it's a slightly different question, but I think a reasonable question for people to think about and answer. And you know, to your point, I mean, what we found was almost a quarter, 24% of our survey of 2,000 newcomers to the country said the Conservative Party, Pierre Poilievre's Conservative Party, and 22% said they were agreeing a little bit more often with the Liberals. So, you know, close, but I would
say not that close. It's 20 points, right?
Well, you know, 24-22. And then we had a large undecided, but mm-hmm. but certainly, I think for you and I that follow the business of politics, I think that may be a little surprising in the sense that we tend to traditionally have always sort of felt that newcomers to the country, those new arrivals, these ethnic groups were typically quite strongly, liberal in their leaning.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we saw for years.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think what this says to me is that, first of all, there's a shift going on, in the country that, bears probably watching. And certainly it's not the same. It's not the same gap as what we see in the national public polls. I mean, our last Leger poll had a 16, 17-point conservative lead. But I can tell you, I mean, it just goes to show that that the growth of the conservatives in the past, 14, 18 months and the decline of the liberals is not just in, one or two, specific demographic, but it's It runs pretty deep if we're seeing this kind of shift in a poll of newcomers of this nature.
Yeah, and what I find interesting as well is the other poll that you did, where 42% of newcomers to the country, people who've been in here for some period of the last 10 years, 42% say immigration targets, the numbers are too high.
Right,
and you've got just more than a third saying the numbers are about right. 7% said numbers are too low, and 17% expressed no opinion. But the largest percentage of those breakdowns say immigration target numbers are too high, and they themselves have been immigrants to this country within the last 10 years. What does that say?
Well, I think, it's interesting because I think it's a reflection of a situation that we've all been sort of feeling raising a bit of a red flag. We've seen it in some of our general population polls where there's concerns about immigration levels. When I think of a particular population in Canada, Roy, newcomers coming into the country, they probably rely on a range of government supports and services, at least initially, just to get them up off the ground. Some access to some decent housing that they can get in and get themselves settled so they can, go into the workforce, potentially some medical care, the education system. And I think like a lot of Canadians, doesn't matter whether you've been born in third, fourth generation Canadian, I think we're all been putting our hand up saying, these services are getting really stressed.
No con, yes.
You can't, doesn't matter when you came to the country.
No, it's true. I mean, and Andrew, immigration has been looked at, and I mean looked at by, again, whether it's third or fourth generation or newcomers to the country, people have said, well, hold on, why is healthcare under such stress? COVID had a lot to do with it, but it was under stress before.
Sure.
Why are social programs under such stress? Why are people living homeless? Because housing is under such massive stress. And then in one other poll about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, 75% of Canadians said, well, we think the problem is immigration. Too many people, not enough services. So we're overloading. But that you're hearing it from people who've been in the country for 10 years or less, I think is really significant.
Well, I think again, they're for some of them, they're being, like a lot of these individuals are being sought after by our immigration system abroad, depending on their certain skill set, their education, come to Canada, they get bumped up the list and they come and then suddenly they're confronted with, well, it's like you invited a bunch of people for dinner, but forgot to actually do any grocery shopping.
Yeah.
What kind of host are you?
That's a very interesting metaphor or analogy. That's, we invited you for dinner, but I'm sorry, we don't have any food.
Yeah. And I will say this, and I think your clip of the prime minister that you played before we had started our conversation. I mean, he is right. I mean, we do have these labor challenges and we need some skilled laborers. In the trades and in other another fields, so I think it is really a significant policy challenge that somehow, like we're missing something somewhere in the sense that there should be a better way to get people to accommodate people and get them into those jobs that I don't doubt. I do a lot of work with some chambers of commerce. And what we hear from businesses is that labor is a real significant problem.
Mm-hmm. So, well, I guess, the responses from most people would be, don't bring in more people than you have services for, jobs for, that there's healthcare for. If the philosophy is that immigration builds a country, you also have to have the infrastructure to accommodate the immigration. And if you don't, you have to adjust the immigration numbers until the infrastructure of the country becomes greater.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're absolutely right. And I mean, we just had the federal budget came down and in the 2 weeks prior, just an endless run of announcements regarding, housing and rental units and construction. But I think that's going to take some time. I mean, I'm not a builder or anything like that, but it just, that's going to take a bit of time, I suspect, to see the
that. We had that conversation yesterday with a home builder in Calgary. Yeah. And it's just a pipe dream. 4 million homes in between now and 2031 is totally impossible, is what the builder told us. Andrew, always good talking to you. Thank you so much for the time. Very interesting poll. Thank you.
My pleasure, Roy. Have a good rest of your program.
We have a good Sunday. Andrew Enns, Executive Vice President of Leger Marketing, and that was their poll. And again, the numbers on immigration and the newcomers to this country, if that's what we're saying, if you've been here for 10 years or less, the largest number is leaning strongly toward Pierre Poilievre and the Conservatives. But on the question of immigration, again, newcomers to Canada, those here 10 years or less, 42% say immigration target numbers are too high. Slightly more than a third say numbers are about right. 7% say numbers are too low, while 17% expressed no opinion. So my question for you at 1-800-263-2428, 800-263-2428, is this. I don't care whether you've been here a day or whether you're fifth or sixth generation, whether you're Indigenous, I just want to hear your thoughts. In your view, are Canada's immigration numbers too high and impact too heavily on healthcare, on housing, on social programs? Or would do you think you and your family would benefit from an increase in the annual influx of newcomers to this country? Which one is it? Hammer, who's in Vancouver. How are you, Hammer?
Hey, Roy. I just wanted to call you and let you know that with the immigration comes a problem of, I'm in the construction business. And when I went to the job site last month, the prices were, for me to finish out the units, trim base and case and hang all the doors and stuff, was probably $200 less than what I'm used to. And I asked the contractor how he could bid such low prices. And he says, well, we use the Koreans. And I said, what does that mean? And he said, well, we bring in a crew of Koreans, which the government pays half their wage. So what? Why wouldn't the contractor hire the immigrants?
Yeah, but those are probably temporary. Those are probably temporary workers, right?
Yeah, well, they
but these are actually people who've lived in the country for 10 years or less. But what do you think, Hammer? What do you think the numbers? Do you think they're too high or too low?
Well, I think they're definitely too high for what we're. You know, like the guy said, when the guy gets here, from whatever country he comes from. Sure, he's got a job, but he doesn't realize that it takes all that money that he makes to pay to live in Canada.
Yeah, so true. Thank you for the call. That's a really significant consideration. So whatever you're earning is going to go straight back out again because the cost of living is so high. Try to get an accommodation these days. Try to rent an apartment in Vancouver. We did an interview a couple of months ago when the average price for a one-bedroom went to $3,000. Mustafa in Edmonton, thanks for the call. Mustafa, what's your point on immigration?
Hi there, guys. I just got a few points. I'm an immigrant myself, 20 years in Canada. Three things. So a third of my pay for the last 20 years goes back to the government. For me, it's all mismanagement. Until it's managed properly, we'll never know how it needs to be corrected, right?
Yeah, so the money goes to the tax, goes to CRA, and then eventually a lot of it funnels its way to general expenses.
Yeah, but still,
you still there, Mustafa? You still there? I think we lost him. Okay, sorry about that. Adrian is in Hamilton, Ontario. Adrian. What do you say about the numbers of immigration? Too high, too low, just about right? Which one?
Hey, Roy.
Hi.
I have to say that I think the numbers are just about right. The only issue that we're having is housing. And I have to go on Hammer's point there. I work in construction as well, and we're struggling to find apprentices. It'd be nice if we could get this immigration into the workforce and into the home building sector, where we're training them solid jobs, good apprenticeship programs, or hiring them as skilled laborers, and get them right back into building the homes that we need for existing Canadians as well as new Canadians immigrating. Let's get these guys into the workforce. Where I own a company, and where can I hire immigrants?
You can't. You can't because, we were talking to Shane Wenzel yesterday of Shane Homes in Calgary. So basically the same thing you're saying. Where do you get the labor? The labor isn't there. Mr. Trudeau is promising 4 million homes by 2031, and You know, if you believe that's possible, then we've got some that proverbial swampland for you somewhere in southern Georgia. But it's so true. The skilled labor just is not available. So how are you coping with it?
Well, what we're doing is we're targeting them young. We're doing OYAP programs. We're a painting company, and we're looking to, you know, we're training from the ground up. You know, we got really good starting wages. We have fair wage program. We offer a living wage, and I could hire 10 immigrants right now as first year apprentices. And you know, within 5 years, they'd be making journeyman rate if they follow the program.
So if that were to be the case, then the immigration numbers are okay. But if that doesn't happen, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so they're okay in my books, but we have to focus on, you know, if we're going to let this many newcomers into the country, we got to house them. And it can't affect everybody. And it can't, you know,
look at all the tent cities.
See them entering the workforce into the housing market. Hey, yeah. You want to immigrate here and learn to be a carpenter, learn to be a painter, learn to be a drywaller or an electrician.
Okay. Adrian, I appreciate the call. Excellent points. Thanks so much for sharing with us. It's so very, very true. We have about Linda's in Cayuga, Ontario. Linda, we have about 30 seconds, please. They're yours.
Hello.
Hi.
I think the numbers are far too high for the simple reason with the housing. With employment, it kills me how I see places closing up because they can't get staff and people saying they can't find jobs. So I'm confused at that. But I've read on the internet several new immigrants complaining how they can't even find a doctor in Canada. I can't either. I've been without a doctor for almost 2 years. So I think there's too many people for us to take care of them properly. So we need to stop, get everything straightened out, get the infrastructure, get everything straightened out, and then start again.
Okay,
but to
Linda.
Keep bringing people in when you can't take care of them isn't the answer.
Appreciate your call very much from Cayuga, Ontario. The immigration issue is huge.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.